Hello, guys, and welcome to my podcast. In this podcast, we are going to talk all about Roblox. So without further ado, let's get started. So the first thing we're going to talk about in this podcast is the history of Roblox. Now, Roblox has been around since the year 2006, which is around 12 or 13 years ago, and it was only available on computer, where nowadays it's available on Xbox, computer, and mobile. And the logo has changed over time. So let's talk about the Roblox logo. Now, the Roblox logo has changed over time. So at first it was a red and white R that was styled funny. And then it came the Roblox logo, with a red and white R, but there's over the O, there's a line over the O, and so you can just look up history of Roblox logos if you want to know, because they're kind of hard to explain. And the last logo, which is the logo you now know, is all blocky, and the one of the O's is sideways. So, like I said, look them up, because I can't really explain them. It's just really hard to. So the next thing we're going to talk about is the history of the name. Now, Roblox wasn't always called Roblox. In fact, the first name was GoBlox. Then it was Dynablox. Then Roblox. Now, it was GoBlox in 2004. Well, 2003, I think. Early 2004, maybe, I don't know. That's when they came up with the name of GoBlox, and then it was Dynablox through 2004, early 2005. Bye. Then it was finally named Roblox in late 2005, somewhere in 2005 or 2006. So the next section of my podcast, we are going to talk about old Roblox. Now, old Roblox was from 2006 to 2010. Now, Roblox got released to the public in 2006, and it is still one of the most popular games in 2020, so that's good news. Anyways, let's get started with old Roblox. Okay, so Roblox has changed a lot through the years. Now, the first phase of Roblox, people like to call it old Roblox. Now, the reason why it's called old Roblox is because, well, I mean, just didn't really look good. So, First, we're going to talk about old Roblox 2006. Then we're going to talk about old Roblox 2007-2008. And then 2009 to 2010. So old Roblox 2006 was basically the first version of Roblox. It was a really new game, and not many people played it. So, I mean, to be honest, it just didn't really look good back then. But the only games were just Crossroads and Roblox levels that you can still find today on the Roblox profile. But users didn't really create games until later, I think. You didn't even get any walking animations. There was no character animations, and the only things in the catalog was hats and t-shirts, I believe. That is all you could, it's all you could put on. So, yeah, it just was pretty basic. And the same in 2007, but 2007, 2008, they just weren't really good either. But after this, so now let's talk about 2007, 2008 Roblox. Okay, so now we're going to talk about old Roblox 2007 to 2008. So 2007 to 2008, they did introduce the walking animation, but instead of using, I think you could either use the WASD keys or you could tap to click to move. Now, click to move was the major moving option in 2007 to 2008, and you're spawning in 2007. Here, one thing I forgot to mention in 2006 is your spawning in 2006 was, it was just this red bubble appearing over your character. Now it's the blue bubble appearing over your character in 2007, but in 2007-2008 through 2010, I believe, it was a blue outline or red outline over your character. But overall, user-made games on Roblox 2007-2008 were more popular. Ultimate Paintball by Miked was the first place to reach either 1,000 or 1 million visits. I believe it was 1,000, so Roblox was improving in 2006. Roblox was improving in 2007 to 2008. Okay, so now we're going to talk about old Roblox 2009 to 2010. Now, 2009 to 2010, I don't really think it changed much. And one thing I forgot to mention, I believe in 2007, the Roblox logo changed to the blocky R's and O's with red outlines with the line over the O that I mentioned in the Roblox logos segment of this episode. Also, in 2007 to 2008, there was this popular ad called online social hangout. I don't know if it was popular, but me personally, I just like the ad. It has a good beat to it, and so yeah, you can look it up. And also the Roblox intro that I played for 30 seconds at the beginning of the video was the 2006 ad. So anyways, all right, back to old Roblox 2009. So in 2009, again, nothing really changed much, besides, they made an ad in 2010, and it was like, Roblox, it's free, and other stuff, just search up, just look up Roblox, it's free ad, advertisement, it did probably gain more popularity in 2009-2010, more developers were making games, more developers were making games and models, it was just still forming. All right, well, that's all for this podcast. Just let me know if you want me to make another one where we talk about newer Roblox and the rest of the features today, in Roblox, where we've been, in this podcast, we've been talking about the older baby steps of Roblox and the early features. But yeah, just let me know if you want me to make another episode or another podcast. Just let me know this game's popularity. All right. Well, that's all for today. That's all for this podcast. Bye.